So next week, Motzoi Shabbos, we start saying Slichas. Our Sephardi brethren started from the beginning of Chodesh Elul, and we Ashkenazim the week before Rosh Hashanah. So today we'll be discussing one of the major dilemmas and discussions many generations about the Slichas that we say. Fundamentally, there are many reasons to say Slichas. The one of them I discussed in Minchas Osha Moyadim is, before we bring a korban, we need to examine the korban 4 days and make sure it has no blemish. And that is why the minimum Slichas is 4 days. Could be longer. Minimum 4 days. So these are days not only of Tefillah and Bakasha, but Bikoiris, Bikur, introspection and examination. And many times I explain, if you want to bring a korban, you find a mum, you find a blemish, you cast it aside and you bring another. However, if we find a mum in ourselves, so what do? Cast it aside and send someone else? It is about me. But a mum oiver doesn't pass a korban. As long as that mum is intact, you can't bring the korban. But when the mum, the blemish, the wound is healed, it's once again kosher to be a sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no mum benefesh ha'odam that cannot be a mum oiver. That's the power of tshuva. Our duty in the days of Slichas is examine yourself. Check yourself out. And if you have a mum, can be a korban. Take care of that mum. See to it that by the time Rosh Hashanah comes along, it should no longer be there. It should be a mum oivar, a mum she'ovar. And only then could you say in Rosh Hashanah, blowing shofar, Tikal afuna b'shofar shalayel, V'mala ani aleichem ki'ilu akadetem atzmechem. So the kavona bet kiyas shofar is like Yitzchok Avinu and Avraham Avinu. I'm willing to sacrifice myself, but as long as you have a mum, your posul lekorban, take care of that mum. So one of the big discussions about slichas is machnise rachamim, machnisu rachameinu lefnei baal rachamim. We turn to the angels. To Machnis Rachman, please help us. It is not only Machnis Rachamim. There are many other paragraphs in the Slichas in which we turn not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to others as well. Second day Slichas, Malach Rachamim Mishor Sayelion, Chalonu Pnei El B'meitav Higoyin. Slichas yoim hei shel ases yemei tshuva midas orachamim olayin yes galgali v'lifnei koinech tchinu seinu hapilu. So we already had 3, but there are more. Gimel ases yemei tshuva sheves kisei beis ases yemei tshuva sharei shomayim. So there are so many paragraphs in the Slichas in which we seem to be turning not only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to angels and other heavenly bodies up there in the heavens. Please help us. Many Gedolim, some of the greatest Gedolim in previous generations, came out against these paragraphs and Slichas and argued they should not be said. Based on Yud Gimel Ikrim, Yud Gimel Ikrim Amunah Shel Rambam, Kol Beis Yisrael accepted the Yud Gimel Ikrim and in Iker Hei Loi Levadoi Re'ui Lehispalil Ve'ein Re'ui Lehispalil Zulosoi. We daven only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to no one else. So how do we say all these tefillos? The Maral Nesivu Avoido, one of the amazing form of the Maral is Nesivu Soilem, Nesivu Avoido Perik Yud Beis Korban Esanel. Korban Esan Asaf Perek Hamed Rosh Hashanah. The Maral is quoted by the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Kuf Samach Vav. Who agrees to the Maral? So the Maral Korban Asal came out against. The Chasam Sofer didn't come out against, but he writes that he is Marech ben Afilas Apayim and Tachnin because he doesn't want to say Machnisei Rachamim. I don't know how we dealt with all the other paragraphs that are not at the end of this Lichas, but rather in the middle of this Lichas. He writes, in order not to say Machnisei Rachamim, he is Marech ben Afilas Apayim. But this is a minhag of Kol Beis Yisroel. So, regarding Midas HaRachamim Aleinu Hizgalgali, Velifnei Koinech Tchinoseinu Hapili, at first I thought, Midas HaRachamim is one of the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a separate being. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to implement and be Mashpia his own Midas HaRachamim. However, in the Sefri, Mi kashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav velo lemidoisav. So the Sefri clearly used to say, seems to say, that you don't turn, not even to the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shabashumayim. And the Sefri is quoted in Sefer Charedim, Perek Hey. Rabbi Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, Rav Pa'olim, in a Sefer there are Shalas Tshuvas B'derech Kabbalah, which are called Soid Yeshorim, Chayle Gemel Yud Alav, Shalas Tshuvas Soid Yeshorim. The Rav Pa'olim, the Ben Ashchai, explains the concept B'derech Kabbalah, but we won't go into that. So once again, how do we deal with all these paragraphs, all these Tfilas in which we turn to Machnisei Rachamim, to Shari Shemayim, to Midas HaRachamim? First, we'll quote some of the great early Kadmoinim, and then we will deal more Ba'oimek HaDvorim. Tshuvas Mari Broino, Reish Ayin, or we usually say Ayin Reish, because we don't want to mention anything that is negative. Mari Broino says, it is only like a Moshul V'Nimshal, a metaphor. We don't really mean to turn to anyone besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just say it with a broken heart. Anova v'shiflus, derech anova v'shiflus. Story is told in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph about Rabbi Elozer ben Durdaya, who was a big Baal Aveira. And he was over on terrible Aveiras. And when he ultimately did tshuva, brokenheartedly, hiniach, roishoy ben birka v'go'o bevechi, he put his head between his knees and was crying miserably, and he said, Horim v'gvois yevakeshu alai rachamim. And they responded, Ad she'onu mevakshem alecho, nevakesh al atzmeinu. Shemesh v'yoreach, bakshu olai rachamim. They responded the same way. Ad she'onu mevakshem alecho, nevakesh al atzmeinu. Shemayim v'orez bakshu alai rachamim. They all turned him away. And he said, Shema mina ein advorim tluyim ela bi. And Tosis deals with the question, could Horem v'gvois, Shemesh v'erech, could they pray, could they talk, do they hear, do they answer? One teretz in Tosis is, it's a metaphor. He just imagined what they would answer him. The other Teretz in Tosis is, it wasn't the hills and the mountains and the valleys and heaven and earth. It was the Sorim, the Malachim associated with all these beings. So according to the first Teretz in Tosis, it is like Derech Hanova V'Shiflus. And that is the interpretation of Mari Broina, Machnisei Rachamim, Midas Urachamim. He doesn't quote the Gemara by the Zori Uzayim, but I think there is some similarity. So the question we have about Slichas goes beyond Slichas. Every Friday night, many people, Ike Hasidim, and many others say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, Boyachem Shalom, Borchuni L'Sholoim, Malachei HaSholoim. So we ask the Malachim to bench us. Do they have the power to bench? In Keser Oish, Divrei Torah, Amen Hogam, of Rab Chaim Mevelozhin. The Keser Rosh says, the Gro didn't say that. Neither did Rab Chaim Mevelozhin. But their argument was a different one. Not that it is not permitted to turn to Malachim to ask for brochas, but rather, Malachim don't have bechira. It's not up to them to decide, we want a bench, we don't want a bench. Malachim have no personal opinions or personal bechira. They don't have free will. They do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them to do. So what is it we turn to Malachim Baruch Hu Lishulayim? That's a totally different question. Do Malachim have bechira or not? Sounds interesting, but the Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha of Divinsk, contradicts his own words. Or Sameach El Cheshuv, there's a contrast, Hakol Tzafui. And he writes that the Malachim do have Bechira. They don't have Bechira to do Averis, because being up there in the heavens and they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory in all its manifestation and glorious light, then you could no longer have Bechira. If we would be up there, we wouldn't have Bechira either. But in essence, in things that don't depend on mitzvah and Avera, yes, they have Das, they have Bechira, they can decide what they want to do. He writes that Malachim don't have Bechira like the Goen and Reb Chaim Mevelozhin. But the question should be a different one, not what point is there asking Malachim to bench us, they don't have Bechira. Is it mutar to ask them? Going back to the Rambam once again, we cannot daven, we cannot ask Malachim or anyone else, you're in Tzora, you need help, you only turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yankev Emden in his Siddur, Leil Shabbos, writes that his great father, the Chaim Tzvi, didn't say Borchuni L'Sholem, and neither does he. But the minig is to say, and it's a minig vasikin. How do we deal with Yaakov Avinu asking Sora Shalesov? Lo yeshalecha chokiyim berechtoni. So Yaakov asks the Malach for a bracha. According to Rashi and Chazal, Yaakov just asked him he should agree on the brachas that Yitzhak Avinu gave him. But once again, who is the Malach to agree? And do we ask the Malach for any favors? So I must share with you the way I see this big sugya. But first, Igros Moshe, Shuvos Or HaChaim, Chelek Hei Simen Mem Gimel. The Igros Moshe deals with this question, and he writes that some have different neschois. Instead of Midas HaRachamim Oleinu Hizgalgali, which seems that we turn to Midas HaRachamim, rather Midas HaRachamim Oleinu Nigalgalo, or not Machnis HaRachamim Hachnisu Rachameinu, Machnis HaRachamim Yekonsu Rachameinu. But I know personally someone that asked Reb Moshe, should we change? And he said, definitely no. Minag avoseinu biudeinu, and we don't need to make any changes. Charles Jesus Marie Assad, 200 years ago, was asked the same question. And he writes that his great Rabbi Mordechai Benet had a different nusach. But he himself says the same. No changes. Minag avoseinu biyadeinu, we say what they've been saying throughout the generations. And even Mordechai Benet had his own nusach privately, but he didn't preach barabim that the nusach should be changed. And therefore, we need to go direct to the sources and be mevarav this halacha. And I'm not here to be choylek on the maral, the korban, and sahan, al dechsem soifer, and great gedolim. I'm just here to be miyashav minag avoseinu biyadeinu, and minag yisro throughout all the generations for hundreds upon hundreds of years. Biyasoy de shel dovar, the question is based on the Rambam. Yud Gimel Rikim Iker Hei. We don't know exactly who formulated Yud Gimel Rikim that is printed in every Siddur, not the Rambam. And in the Sephardi Sidurim, there is a different Nusach than in the Ashkenazi Sidurim. We don't know who wrote the Nusach of Yud Gimel Rikim. But it's based on the Rambam Perek Chelek, last Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin, a very lengthy introduction, and the Rambam discusses and defines Yud Gimel Ikra. So in the Rambam, the Nusach is different. And I just want to quote the Rambam because it's so important. Shehu yizborechu hara'ui la'ovdoi ule gadloi ulehoi diagidu losoi velasois mitzvotav. ושלא יעשה כזה למי שהוא תחתיו במציאס מן המלוכים והכרחובים והגלגלם והיסוידויס שורכב מהם לפי שכולם מודבאום ועל פעולו שם אין משפוט ולא בחיר אלא לא לבד השם יסבורך אין ראוי לעבדום כדי ליוסם אמצויים לקרובו אליו. The Rambam speaks about avoido, translated into English, you cannot worship anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Oid Melvadoi Hu Levadoi Oseva Oisa V'yasa Mekol HaMasam. No one could help you besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one has the power. The Rambam speaks about Le'ovdoi, not Le'hispalel Loi. You could ask anyone for assistance, the Malochim, the Kerchovim, whomever you want. You cannot worship Kodesh Baruch Hu Ein Oid Melvadai. So early Avodah Zarah believed in many gods, Afra Lepumayu. So we have Greek mythology and Roman mythology and this god and that god. Today it's all a joke, you know, it's for the stories and legends. There are other religions that believe in a human god, Chas V'Shalom. We know Ein Oid Melvadoi. Elokei Hashamayim, Hu Elokei Oretz, Boidev Amanig Lekol Abruim. There's nothing up there besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you cannot worship anyone else. That is Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam speaks about worship. Ikar Hei in the Sephardi Sidurim, it's La'avdoi, Loi Levadoi Ra'ui La'avoid Ve'ein Ra'ui La'avoid Lezulosoi. Is this a reasonable thing, I say? In Tanas the Bezu Medal of the Gemara says, L'ovde b'chlavav from eiz avoidi shebelev zi tfilo. So tfilo is avoido, and tfilo is worship. So what am I talking about? In a way, tfilo is avoido, but it depends on the nature of tfilo. When we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's avoido. When we turn to Midas HaRachamim and Shara Shemayim and Malach HaYelyon and Machnis HaRachamim, it's just asking them, please take care of our tefillahs. We're not asking you for help. We're not asking you for anything. But there are meluchim that take up our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shara Shemayim need to open for our tefillahs. And we're just asking them. That is not avoido. That is asking them to be helpful in as much as they could be helpful in bringing our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think there still is a question from the Yerushalmi in Brocha Samach Gimel Omed Aleph. The Yerushalmi so beautifully says, Loi ke midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas Bosa V'dam. Bosa V'dam yesh loi patroin. He has a macher. He has somebody that is familiar, a good friend of the Melech, and he has a tzora. He turns to the patron. And the patron says, okay, I will talk with the king, I'll talk with the police commissioner, I'll talk with the judge, I'll try to throw in a good word for you. And at the end of the day, they do nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, if you have a tzora, don't turn, not to Mechoel, and not to Gavriel, and not to anyone else. You turn to me, because no one else could help you in any way. So this Yerushalmi goes beyond the Rambam about Avodah Zarah and about Yesoides U'Emunah. The Yerushalmi clearly says, When a Jew has that tzara, when you're in trouble, turn not to Gavriel, not to Machua, not to anyone else. You turn to me. The only one that'll help you is me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm always there for you, Kolav Hashem, Lachol, Koyrov. And the Rabban quotes this Yerushalmi in his Sefer, in his Kuntras, in his Mamar, Toiras Hashem Temimo. So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva I mentioned asks, so how do you turn to tzaddikim, they should daven for you? Or turn to anyone else to daven for you? If you can't, turn to anyone besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chassam Sofer says, if the tzaddik feels your pain as if it is his own problem and his own pain, then it is as if he's davening for himself. So when you have a shared problem, a shared surah with others, you ask for the greatest representative. You're the tzaddik. You turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven for all of us. It's a beautiful sentiment, but I don't think it is the right answer, lefi halacha. It is not only tzaddikim we turn to, but this is so fundamental that people daven for one another. Brochas Yud Beis Amud Aleph. If you know anybody that is bitzar and you don't daven for him, kol she'enoy mevakesh bishvil chaveiroy, nikro chayta. That's a sin. Bishvil chaveiroy. And we're not talking with the tzaddikim. Anyone. We need to daven for each other. Bova basa kufta zayin amud aleph. Mishi yesh lechoy lebetach veisoy. Yes, we are talking about a chochem, but these are halachas. This is what you need to do lechatchila. So the Maram Shik, Reish Tzadik Gimel Or Chaim, echoes the same as the Chassam Sofer. He was one of the greatest talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. Minchaso Shabamid Basimachov Zayin, there's an entire siman I wrote. Tfila ala choylim. Besides the general mitzvah of tefillah, there's a separate mitzvah to daven ala cholim, and I brought many sources. So how do we deal with this? So it is said that is how Yidden talk. That's how Jews talk. You ask a Jew a question, before giving an answer, he adds another question. So I want to add another question. When we are Bitzora, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim. And this is an old, old controversy. What do we want from Kivrei Tzadikim? Do we turn to the Mesim, to the deceased Tzadikim? Please help us up there, daven for us. Or is it only by Kivrei Tzadikim we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us in the merit of the Tzadik? It's a chiddush to me. Mishneh Berurah Tov Kuf Pei Alef Sif Kot Nun Dalet quotes the Maharil. You cannot turn to Mesim. Dorish Ela Mesim. Our kavona is, we go to Kivrei Tzadikim to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu to have rachamim on us in the schus of the Tzadikim. But this is a pele. Gemora Meforeshes Tanis Tet Zayin Omud Alef. Betzores HaTzibur, we go to the Beis HaKvoros. And the Gemora, there are two shittas in the Gemora, two opinions. Why do we go to the Beis HaKvoros? Is it just an expression of heartbrokenness? Chashuvim ono lefonechu kemeisim? Or kedei sheyevakshu meisim rachamim oleinu? We go to the Beis HaKvoros, the meisim should help us. They should turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. The Maral Meprag, Nesivu Avoida, which we started this year today, and the Maram Shik as well, Reish Tzadik Gimel I quoted before, they say, it's not the Mesim should be Maracham on us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Maracham on us, b'schus the Mesim. But that doesn't fit in Beloshen HaGemara, Sheyevakshu Mesim Rachamim Oleinu. And it's not only Tanis Tezayin. Soita Lama Daladu Medbeis, the Gemara says, Kolev was salvaged. He ran to Chevroin and he davened on Kivrei Avos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and he asked them to help him not to be nichshel ba'avoin ha'meraglim. Sefer Chasidim Siftof Nun, we turn to the Mesim, they should intervene for us. In the Kinois, there is a Kino, which is based on a Medish. B'Shas Achorim, Yirmiyahu Hanavi went to Moras HaMechpelah, and he spoke directly to Avraham Avinu. We told him what terrible tzaras we have. Please, do something up there, B'Shamayim. And then he turned to Yitzhak, then he turned to Yankov. All these sources prove, yes, we turn to tzaddikim of previous generation, and that is why we go to Kivrei Avos. So, let me, at this point, share with you my feeling, which is so poshut. You cannot worship anyone but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot even daven to anyone, help me. They have no power. Malachim have no power. Tzaddikim have no power. But they could daven for us. And when they daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their prayers. So let me say this. Just as you are entitled to turn to tzaddikim, you go to a tzaddik to ask for a bracha, you turn to a tzaddik to ask him to daven for you. What is the difference between a living tzaddik or a dead tzaddik? And what is the difference between the neshama of a tzaddik and malachim? They're all the same. And there's no problem at all, just like you go to a tzaddik and ask him, please write down my name. I'm not a tzaddik, and people come to me every day, and my pockets are full of tzetelach with names, and I try to daven for people. So just like you could turn to a tzaddik, you're not asking him to heal, you're not asking him to salvage or to save. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could do any of that. But it's totally legitimate to ask a tzaddik, daven for me. It's not only legitimate, it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv for the tzaddik to care about others and to daven for others, as I brought many sources a few minutes ago. And therefore you are entitled, and it's the right thing to do. And there's no difference between a living tzaddik and the neshama of a tzaddik. And we go to Beis HaKvoros and we talk to the neshamas of tzaddikim, please daven for us. And there's no difference between a neshama and a malach. So all these paragraphs of the slichas, poshut betachlis apshitas, we don't worship anyone. We don't worship tzaddikim, we don't worship neshamas, we don't worship malachim, we worship only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even if we accept the form of Ra'ui L'Espalal, the Kavona is, we don't daven to anyone, they should help. We daven to them, daven for us. And that is Mutar L'Chadchila. But I did quote the Yerushalmi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't turn to anyone, turn directly to me. So why do we go to Tzaddikim? Why do we daven for neshamas? Why do we turn to Malachim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, turn to me and to no one else? Maybe it's a machloikis bavli Yerushalmi. Sanhedrin mem darad amed beis. Le'olim yevakesh orem rachamim. Shiyu hakol ma'amtsin oiso lemalo. Va'al yu'olo. Shiyu hakol ma'amtsin eskoichoi. Va'al yu'olo. Tzorim lemalo. And Rashi writes, "Sheyesayuhu malachei hashoreis." The malachim should help him. So maybe the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. But then, why does the Ramban quote the Yerushalmi as it is accepted, if the Bavli feels differently? I think there are two very convincing arguments and explanations. There's no machlokes ben Bavli Yerushalmi at all. The Bavli says, "La'olam yevakesh odem rachmem shu hakol ma'amtsin oisavali yotzurim yelamalo." Yevakesh rachmem, memi, memi, mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't let anyone throw away our tefillas. We know from so many sources, the Sotan is mekatrig, and then there's the Melitz Yosha. We don't turn to Malachim directly. We turn not to Gavriel nor to Machor, but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, Rabbani Shalom, see to it. Have your Rachman. Shehakal ma'amtsin oisono v'lo yiyah lanu tzorim lemalo. That is one. The other argument would be, If a person tunes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ikar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is entitled also to turn anyone else up there, Malachim, Midas HaRachem, and please throw in a good word. We already turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nafka between these two approaches would be, is it legitimate to say Machnis HaRachem or not? According to understanding number one, no. No. We only ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell the Malachim what to do. According to interpretation number two, it's legitimate. Because in all the slichas, we said already, Yud Gimel Midrashim Rachamim. It is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it is legitimate to ask the Malachim as well, if you could help, please. Please try to be helpful. So fundamentally, my understanding is, you cannot worship anyone in no way, in no form, in no formula. It is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu should get help. Ein oidem melvadoi. Takaf v'bal yecholes u'bal hakochot kulam. But tzaddikim, their prayers are answered. Tzaddikim lacham oisem gedolim tzikim b'misosi yoisem mebachayeyem. Angels, they could all help. They could all daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on our behalf. And that is muta l'chadchela. Kach nelani yizdaki. So this year, as all the years before, we will be saying the slichas as they are and as our forefathers did, pleading and crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvinu shemeshamayim. Ein lano ela melech ela oto. Please, kabel berachamim uverotzenes tfiloseinu. So Rabbeinu Yoina starts off the Shari Tshuva about the chesed shebetshuva. Tshuva is not natural. Yerushalmi Makas Dav Zayin writes, Shalu lachochmo, choyta mei yehayolov, reshoam tiradofra, shalu linevua, choyta mei yehayolov, nefesh hachaitat, hitamut, shalu lakodesh baruch hu, yase tshuva viyikupalo. Tshuva is chesed. And Rabbeinu Yoina says there's double chesed. When a person wants to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him beyond his own koiches. Sometimes a person is so deep into aveiros, he regrets, but he doesn't really have the power, the conviction, the sincerity to do tshuva shleima, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him lamala mederech hateva. Rabbeinu Yoina says this once again in Shari Avoido, Perek Memtet, at greater length. He elaborates far more there. And he says an additional chiddush which I haven't seen anywhere else. He says, Uvachartu b'chaim is a mitzvah to say. It's not in any sefer mitzvahs. So the mere decision to do tshuva is already important, even though you don't even know where to start. But when you decide you want to do tshuva, you already made a choice. And that choice is important. And that choice in itself is Ma'ore Racham Yishomayim. You were Mekayim Uvecharto B'chayim. And this is so important. So when we come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. You know, Moshe Namado V'dayma. A child acted terribly to his parents and he ran away from home. And his parents miss him. And they cry every night. They can't fall to sleep. When is he going to come back? And then the telephone rings. He's on the other side of the line. And he starts crying. And he says, Father, Mother, Abba, Ima, I want to come back. But I don't have a cent. Could you please send a cab to bring me home? Could you wire an airfare? I'm at the end of the world. I don't have money to buy a ticket. And his parents are so overwhelmed and so happy to hear from him and knowing that he wants to come home. They'll be happy to send the car. They'll be happy to send the jacket. Just come home. So sometimes we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of desperation and we say, Uvinu Shebishamayim, we want to come home, but we don't know how. We don't have the money to do it. We're so far away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us home. And he does everything he can to get us home. So the Ben Yoni says, that is lemalo mederech hateva. We just need to make that decision. We just need to start. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. But if you don't do it, God lavoinoi menesoi. And these days HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us. We should be able to find him. And you need to take advantage of that. Gedolei Musa wrote an amazing thought. At the end of Masechet Yumi, Yumi Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara tells a story. Rav Havre Milse Bahada Hayit Habacha. There was a butcher, obviously a rude and bad person. And he was Pogea Bekvoidoi Shel Rav, the Godel Hador. Comes Erev Yom Kippur, and Rav is worried. What is he worried about himself? Not about himself, but about that individual. He's going to be punished. It's Erev Yom Kippur, and he didn't repent. So Rav decides, I'm going to go over to his shop, and I'm going to apologize. At least we could mend things, and he won't be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav is Moichel Al Kavoidoi. Takes his cane, he's on the way to go to the butcher shop. In the middle of the way, he finds Rav Huna, one of his greatest talmidim, and Rav Huna asks, where is Rebbe going? And Rebbe tells him, you know, there was this person, you probably know him, and he was very rude and nasty, and he embarrassed me, but I want to make up because I don't want him to be punished. And Rav Huna laments and sadly says, Ozel abe leketule gavram. Rav is going to kill a person. This is going to end in tragedy. Rav gets there, and the butcher lifts his eyes and he says, Zil lesli mida behadach. In English, get lost. You know, I have nothing to do with you. We have nothing to talk about. Just get lost. Toch kedei diber, he's working with his knife, cutting the bones of a cow, and suddenly his knife strikes his forehead, breaking his skull, and he perishes, he dies. How did Rav Huna know that that is going to happen? Was it Ruach HaKodesh? I heard from an Alta Lamzhe Talmud that learned in the Lamzhe Yeshiva in Pesach Tikva, and the name of Rabbi Eliyahu Doshnitzer was one of the great Mashgichim in the Litvish world, and he said, it's not Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Huna knows Rav, the God Lador. What a holy person. And he also knows that butcher. And he knew that the butcher would not appreciate the fact that the Rav came. And he wouldn't take advantage of this unbelievable opportunity. Instead of him going to Rav to apologize, Rav is Moichel Kavoide and he comes to him. Rav Huna knows that person and he knows that he won't take advantage and it'll just make matters worse. And that is what happened. And he was punished on the spot. Kal v'choyim ben benoy shel kal v'choyim. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down to us, Kodesh Baruch Hu is afraid. We won't do it. We can do it on our own. Dirshu Hashem b'motzei kra'u b'yosei korav. Chazal say in these days a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down from the heavens. He comes down to be with us. We should be able to find him. Take advantage. If you ignore a Kodesh Baruch Hu when he comes down for our benefit, that could have very grave results. So these days are a manifestation, an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and mercy upon us. But we need to take advantage. Turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least decide where you want to go. Decide who you want to be. Decided Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we so much want to come back. Help us. Send us airfare. Send us that cab. Bring us home because we can't make it alone. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so. He's waiting for us and we need to take advantage. Yerotzen Shiach HaKeinu V'moim, we should all be zeichet to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on these magnificent days of Rachamei Shamayim. We should all be zoicha to aksive v'chesim etoive b'sifron shal tzadikim gemurim, and we should be zoicha to ashenas geulah v'yeshua b'meheiro v'yomeinu. Amen.